Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Joe.
Fame tunes. What about this one? I don't know why. We can't decide, can we? You could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't, it's Canadian.
Whatever, love a bit of Michael.
I'm betting you do. Right, so do you know what? We'll decide in a couple of weeks' time what theme to show. We'll play them again at the end. So, Michelle, what have you got in store for us? I feel like I should have a drum roll today.
Well,
is there a cat in here?
I don't know. That was my drum roll.
It's perfect.
So one of the questions I've been asked is, can yoga help me with my sleep or can yoga help me with insomnia? Oh. And the definitive answer is absolutely yes. Mm. So today that's what we're going to talk about, how yoga can help you with getting to sleep. Joe, do you suffer with insomnia?
Terrible, sleeping? Yeah. It takes ages to get to sleep, yeah. I end up looking on the phone and then looking back again, put my phone away, but even get up and go downstairs and pick it up again.
That's really bad.
I know. But I think then it helped me go to sleep. It kind of defeats the object, I guess. Anyway, enough about me. Carry on.
No, that's true, though. It is one of the worst things you can do if you've got insomnia or problems falling asleep. So, yeah, definitely yoga. Yoga is the way to go, and breathing. So I'm going to teach you a breathing technique you can try at home.
Excellent.
To help you with your sleep. Uh-huh. So anyone who has problems with sleeping, don't be alarmed. You're not the only person. And like I said, so yoga, as we all know, isn't just about the poses. It's about breathing as well. If we're going to do yoga, so if you came to me on, say, a Thursday evening when I normally do a yoga class, mm-hmm. I try to keep the classes a bit more gentle because even though we're getting the energy out, mm-hmm. you don't want to have hype. You don't want to be hyped up. No. So for me, it's the opposite. When I go home, I'm all a bit hyped up.
Be relaxed.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone else, I want you to go home and be relaxed and chilled out. So we
Otherwise, you've not done your job, have you, Michelle?
That's exactly it. Oh, yeah. I love it when someone falls asleep in my class at the end. Yeah,
that'd
yeah.
Be me.
Oh, yeah. I always have a good giggle. Sorry if that's you and you're in my class.
With you, though, not at you. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's it. I'm like, oh, and then I watch and I can see that they haven't been. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to have to go tap them or are they dead?
But that must be lovely because then you've achieved what you want to achieve and the person feels really not just sort of like relaxed, but actually really sort of comfortable in your company, which is must be lovely as a teacher.
I never thought of it that way, but that's great.
There you go. You can use that as a tagline. I don't charge much. Anyway, carry on.
So today I thought we would do a little bit of yoga, a little bit of breathing to help you, give you a couple tips that you can take away and practice at home tonight. The reason it works is we have all this energy stored up and we tend to be tense. So if you ever noticed, really bring in awareness. We did the body scan the other week in one of our other episodes, and that's a good technique to use as well, just bringing in awareness to all the body parts. But if you do that, you might notice the reason you're not falling asleep is because you're actually holding tension, or you might, your muscles are tense, or it's a really bizarre thing to notice. So that's one of the things. So yoga helps you get rid of nervous energy. And there are yoga poses you can do in your bed, like that you don't have to do on a fancy mat. You can do them in your pajamas. It's very Canadian. And just focus on the breathing, basically, aspect, and just getting all that nervous energy out. Okay. The other thing I would recommend is, but if you don't like lavender, but you have just something weighted on you can have, you know, those eye pillows. They're really nice. I should bring one in for you. And they're really nice. Sometimes people don't like the smell of lavender.
No, I'm not a fan, if I'm honest. No. It just reminds me of I love my nan, but like mothballs and all that kind
of
thing.
That's it. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So not everybody's a fan and that's fine. And it's not necessarily the lavender that's going to help you fall asleep. I have an interesting fact about that, but it's the weight. So the weight pressing down between the eyebrows here, we talked about this, the vagus nerve, and getting it to work and triggering that parasympathetic nervous system going, okay, it's time to relax, time to go to sleep. So just having a little bit of weight there. I always wear an eye mask. And if I really can't sleep, I've got the eye mask and an eye pillow on. Oh. Everyone's wondering what's going on. And then about the lavender thing too, be careful what kind of lavender you use actually. Oh. So there is a type of lavender it's French lavender is the one that's meant to make you fall asleep.
I didn't know.
Yeah. And then there's a lavender that's a little bit more uplifting. So just be really, sometimes people will say, oh, I've bought all this lavender stuff. I've put it all over my room and I still can't sleep. Mm. It's probably because you're using the wrong kind of lavender.
Naughty lavender. Yeah.
So basically use its... Make sure you're not using lavandin. So L-A-V-A-N-D-I-N. If you're out shopping looking for lavender, you're like, oh, I'm going to spray it everywhere. Make sure it's not lavandin. Make sure it's lavender.
Oh, is that D-I-N?
Yeah.
Oh, so, I didn't know. Yes. I learned something. Yeah, never too old to learn something.
There
are
you,
Michelle?
Go. So good. And then there's one more other thing I love doing. It's called Yoga Nidra. And Yoga Nidra is yogic sleep. And you can go to sessions for it. I love running it. And I always get people fall asleep in them and snoring. I love it. I love running it. I've done Yoga Nidra before as well. And it's really bizarre because you're listening to a voice, someone guiding you, and they're putting you under. And they say 40 minutes of Yoga Nidra is the equivalent of 4 hours of sleep.
No way.
And you come out, and it was such a bizarre experience the first time I ever did it. I remember I was concentrating, and then I was out. Next thing I know, I came to, and I sat up really quickly, shot up, and I looked around thinking I'd like been out asleep for 6 hours, and you could see everybody else in the room was doing the same thing.
Oh, wow.
And the person guiding it said it was really bizarre to watch us all go under at the same time and all of us come out of it exact same time with that look. Yeah, but really well rested afterwards. Wow. So Yoga Nidra, if you suffer with sleep issues, something to try.
Where's the name come from? Do you know?
It's Yoga Nidra is Sanskrit and it means yogic sleep, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's as simple as that.
Yeah. It's simple as that. Yeah, it's super simple. So I've got, we've done some of these poses before, but things you can try in bed if you've got lots of tension in you. Mm-hmm. Cat-cow. So that's the one where you can do it on all fours. You know, you arch the back, lifting the chin and the tailbone up and then rounding through the back. Mm. You can go through some of the older episodes and check it out. Child's pose is a really nice one. So again, you're starting on all fours. You're sitting your back onto the heels.
Bottom.
Glutes. Yeah, your glutes. Right. What else can we call it? Onto our heels. And just relaxing. You can stay in those positions as long as you want. Legs up the wall. That's my favorite. We haven't
legs
done that.
Legs up the wall.
Yeah, it is what it says.
Sounds dangerous, to be fair.
I do this sometimes when I need a quick rest in the afternoon. I'll lay on my floor and bring my legs up onto the bed.
Right.
And it's in Sanskrit, it's called Viparita Karani, but it's like 20 minutes just resting like that. Again, just really quick relaxation.
So you're laying on the floor.
Yeah.
With your glutes on the floor as well.
Yes, our glutes are on the floor.
And your legs, are they up straight, leaning against
You can do it the against wall. The wall, yep. Up straight up against the wall. So your backside, another word.
Yeah.
How many words
We're
can we get
well,
in?
Yeah.
Backside's right against the wall. And the legs, the backs of the legs are straight up the wall. It's really...
That helps with the blood flow?
Blood flow comes down to the heart, helps you relax. Just again, coming back to the breath. And it's amazing. And you can, like I said, do it in your bed, laying on the bed and legs up the headboard or whatever. Now I'm just painting a really bad image here. Anyway.
No, but that's... And how long do you do that for?
As long as you want. So I'd say about 20 minutes.
Oh,
so
okay.
Even a 20-minute rest position like that. It's restorative yoga and it gives you a really good...
Oh, nice one.
Reset.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that one.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that called again?
Well, I call it, it's legs up the wall, but you can be legs up the bed, legs up the chair.
Lovely things.
Viparita Karani is what it's called.
Okay.
Yeah, yes.
And you call it legs up the wall.
Legs
I
up the wall.
That
That's what everyone calls it. It's not just me.
But it is. To be fair, I wouldn't have been able to pronounce the other one. It took a few episodes for me to get used to that one. But yeah, now that's something that anybody can do as well, really.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the one last thing I would say is about your breath. Just focus on your breath and just... We're trying to get the breath to be twice as long as the exhale to be twice as long as the inhale. So if you're breathing in for 2 counts, you're breathing out for 4 counts. And so and just matching it. And then over time, it gets longer and longer and just focusing on that breath. But that will help you fall asleep.
Oh, fabulous stuff. I'm loving that.
I want to know how it goes, Joe.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'm going to give that a go, definitely, because that's something that I love doing. I love laying down.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
But don't text me at 2 in the morning.
No, I won't be doing that. No.
Hey, Michelle, at 2 in the morning. I tried it out.
Anyway, Michelle, listen, thanks ever so much for today. I am going to be playing Michael Bublé after I give you a little clap. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Joe.
See ya.